After a massively successful swing through Washington State, Scott Pressler wrapped up his tour to get signatures to get voter ID on the ballot last night. I was there. I think there were over 700 people in that room last night. It was really amazing energy. And a lot of this effort was put together by our very own Washington GOP. Now, a lot of you text me, and a lot of you call me, and a lot of you get mad at the GOP, and you say, why doesn't the GOP show up? Well, the GOP organized Scott Pressler's trip through Washington. Took them around every year, all over the place, to make this happen. And I think they deserve a lot of kudos. And I think this was really a shot in the arm for Republicans here in Washington State. Joining us now to discuss this amazing tour, the chairman of the Washington State GOP, Representative Jim Walsh from Aberdeen. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's good to talk to you, Ari. It was great to see you last night. And you're right. This 5-day tour of Washington that Scott Pressler did, I think, really energized a lot of people. It informed some people about this initiative that's out gathering signatures to put voter ID when you register to vote on the ballot next year. So like the other initiatives that are out right now, it's gathering signatures now. If it qualifies, it goes to the legislature. They can pass it into law early next year, but if they don't, it goes on the ballot for the people to vote on next November, so November 26. It's a good reform. It's about registration. It's not about voting. It doesn't touch the mechanics of voting. It just focuses on requiring that proof of citizenship, that voter ID, when you register to vote.
Yeah, and that's a pretty simple thing. I can't believe it's not law already, or whatever the Democrats did to make sure that we're not actually following that system. It's mind-boggling to me. Something about this tour that I thought was very inspirational. I was at the first event, and I was at the last event. And the first event had, I'd say, about 200 people or something like that, at 150 to 200, something in that neighborhood. The last event had over 700 people. The crowds kept growing, and I kept seeing on social media how many people were upset that they missed it. And it was amazing that you guys went to all these different parts of the state, so it was new people, new people, new people, new people, new people. Were you as encouraged by that as I was, that you saw people who we don't normally see at Republican events?
That's correct. Pressler, I mean, some people don't know who Scott Pressler is. He has a very big internet presence, very big social media presence. And he's a guy, he's primarily from the East Coast. He's done a lot of work in the states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Virginia, some other states. He's done some Midwest things, some Texas things. But I think he's probably best known for the work he's done in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And he worked in Pennsylvania doing voter registration and getting Pennsylvania's version of the kind of election and registration reforms we want to see here in Washington. Very successful there. Helped get that state lined up to support Donald Trump in 2024. That's been widely reported. And really activated a lot of groups in Pennsylvania who don't normally vote. The Amish community, for example. A famous part of what, you know, Pennsylvania's traditions and culture, but they weren't voting. And so Pressler focused on getting them activated, getting them registered, getting them voting. So we're hoping to be able to replicate some of that here in Washington with groups that have kind of, I don't know, gotten discouraged about politics, gotten discouraged about elections and aren't voting, and get that voter participation up, Ari. That's the key.
And I got to say, watching all the comments on social media from the other side, the ones who are mad, first of all, beyond hateful and bigoted for a side that calls themselves so tolerant, so progressive. But something else, it seems to me like they're scared. I don't normally see Democrats scared in Washington. I normally see Democrats very comfortable in Washington. I think this really freaked them out. What do you think?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Pressler is a guy who defies categories and labels. And we know that the progressive left everywhere, but especially here in Washington, loves to put people in boxes. They love identity politics. They love putting labels on people. And Pressler is a guy who defies labels. I mean, he's very conservative, but he doesn't look and act like a guy you would think would be very conservative. He's got long hair. You know, he makes a lot of jokes about his background, and he defies easy labels. But philosophically and politically, he's a conservative guy. And I think that's what scares the left the most, because they want everyone in a box. And I think one of the messages that we as constitutionalists and conservatives need to make, and I think Pressler does it, is we don't believe in boxes. We don't believe in labels. People are people.
Yeah, And I got to say, last night from the crowd that was there, what a mixed crowd. People from all kinds of backgrounds were there last night. Some people, I said, you're at a Republican event, and then I realized I'm doing the same thing the Democrats do. It was such a mixed crowd. Looking around last night, people I'd never met before in my life, people I didn't even know were listeners to my show. It was really, really incredible. So given how successful this was, what's the follow-up plan? Is he coming back? Are you working on getting other high-profile people to come out here? Because this was such a successful tour. You don't want to be one and done. You want to keep this going. And we only have until January 2nd to get people to sign these things so that we can get voter ID on the ballot.
That's correct. And we do plan to bring more back. Pressler has said publicly, anybody who saw his event, the events, whether they were there in person or saw him live streaming or whatever, he's committed to coming back and helping us do more. But you're right. We need to keep these sort of unconventional, out-of-the-box type events that bring people in who aren't currently active in politics in Washington, get them activated. So we've got a few surprises up our sleeve. We're going to try one or two more things in the next few weeks. We have about a month, a little more than a month, to finish collecting signatures, and we don't have enough yet. We're still working on getting the number we need to qualify the voter ID initiative, and we're supporting the other initiatives too. You know, the one to restore the Parents' Bill of Rights, the one to say no boys and girls sports in Washington State. We're supporting those too, but Presler's tour was mostly about the voter ID initiative, and that's the one that we want to make sure gets across the line. So there'll be more. It might be Presler, it might be others, but we've got the month of December to really keep this momentum growing and keep the issue in front of people's minds.
Really a spectacular, spectacular tour. Jim Walsh, chairman of the Washington State GOP, representative from Aberdeen, you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And thank you so much for your hard work on behalf of all of us. And I know you take it in the teeth sometimes from a lot of conservative commentators and a lot of Republican voters out here, but you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. This was incredible.
Yeah, it was a good week, Ari, and I'm glad you were part of it. I'm glad thousands of people around the state got to see and meet Scott, got to talk about voter ID. And yeah, you know, it's crazy we even need this, but our state doesn't do the due diligence that it should do. It doesn't do the check that it should do to make sure that people who register to vote are citizens. So let's fix that, and we can do that with this initiative.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully we can do that and make this happen. Jim Walsh, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for the tour. Really do appreciate it. You have a wonderful weekend, and get some sleep, man.
Thanks, Ari. Have a good weekend, too.